6 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. The Psalms have long been a source of inspiration and comfort to believers worldwide. In these prayers and songs of the Old Testament, we find a reflection of the human soul's experience, from the heights of joy and praise to the depths of despair and lament. As we open the Psalter, we not only enter the hearts and minds of its authors, but also encounter Christ, the Savior, who walked the path of suffering and exaltation. The Psalms foreshadow Jesus, the Son of God, in their themes, words, and expressions. When Jesus lived on earth, he often referred to the Psalms, using them to teach, pray, and explain his mission. Even on the cross, Jesus quoted Psalm 22 verse 1, crying out, my God, why have you forsaken me?" It's as if the Psalms were a songbook for his life, a soundtrack to his ministry. In Psalm 5 verse 3, the psalmist says, "In the morning, O Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning I lay my requests before you, and wait in expectation." Like the psalmist, Jesus often sought the presence of his Father, in the morning, starting his day with prayer and communion. In Mark 1 verse 35, we see Jesus rising very early in the morning, while it was still dark, to pray in a solitary place. The morning prayer was a sacred time for Jesus, a way to align his heart with his Father's, and draw strength for the day ahead. The early morning hours hold a promise of renewal, a new beginning, a fresh start. As we awaken from the night slumber and watch the first rays of the sun pierce the horizon, we are reminded that God's mercies are new every morning. It is a time to leave behind the past and look forward to the future with hope and anticipation. Jesus is our morning song, the one who infuses our hearts with joy, peace, and purpose as we start our day. The morning is also a time to praise and worship the Lord, to lift our voices in song and adoration. The psalmist declares in Psalm 59 verse 16, "But I will sing of your strength, in the morning I will sing of your love. For you are my fortress, my refuge in times of trouble." In the morning, we recognize God's faithfulness, remembering his protection and provision, and celebrating his love. Jesus, our Savior and Redeemer, deserves our praise and adoration, for he is the one who has rescued us from darkness and brought us into his marvelous light. When Jesus walked the earth, he became the embodiment of many psalms, fulfilling their prophetic words and revealing their deeper meanings. In the Psalms, we find the messianic hope, the longing for a Savior who would redeem and restore God's people. Jesus, through his life, death, and resurrection, fulfilled that hope, becoming the promised Messiah, who brought salvation to all who believe in him. The Psalms also resonate with our personal experiences, our joys and sorrows, our victories and struggles. As we read and meditate on these sacred songs, we find our own voices, our own prayers, and our own songs reflected in their pages. We join the psalmists in their heartfelt cries to God, knowing that he hears us and understands our needs. In the Psalms, we find expressions of trust, surrender, and hope, all of which are essential aspects of our relationship with Jesus. Like the psalmists, we can trust Jesus with our lives, surrender our will to his, and hope in his promises. We can rest in his love, knowing that he cares for us, and is always there to guide and sustain us. Jesus is our morning song, our source of joy, strength, and hope. He is the one who awakens our hearts to praise, fills our minds with truth, and empowers our lives to serve. As we begin each day with Jesus, let us echo the words of Psalm 92 verses 1-2, "It is good to praise the Lord and make music to your name, O Most High, to proclaim your love in the morning and your faithfulness at night." Let Jesus be the melody that fills our hearts and minds, the song that inspires our lives, and the reason for our praise. In him, we find our true identity, purpose, and fulfillment. Let us sing to him our morning song and celebrate his presence in our lives. As we dive deeper into the Psalms, we see that they not only mirror our own emotions and experiences, but also point us to the ultimate hope, Jesus. In Psalm 16 verse 11, David writes, "You make known to me the path of life, in your presence there is fullness of joy, at your right hand are pleasures forevermore." Jesus is the true path of life, the one who offers eternal joy and pleasure in his presence. He invites us to walk with him daily, finding our purpose and satisfaction in him alone. Psalm 23 paints a beautiful picture of Jesus as our shepherd, guiding us, protecting us, and providing for us. Just as David trusted in the Lord to shepherd him, we can rely on Jesus to lead us in the right paths, even in the darkest valleys. We can find comfort and assurance in his rod and staff, knowing that he will always watch over us. Jesus is also depicted in Psalm 61 verses 2-3, where the psalmist writes, "From the ends of the earth I call to you, I call as my heart grows faint, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For you have been my refuge, a strong tower against the foe." In times of trouble and distress, we can turn to Jesus, our rock and refuge. He is the one who provides stability and security in the midst of life's storms. Psalm 119, the longest psalm in the Bible, emphasizes the importance of God's word in our lives. Jesus is the living word of God, the embodiment of truth and wisdom. As we meditate on the scriptures and seek to understand God's will, we find Jesus illuminating our hearts and minds. He is the one who gives us the desire and ability to obey God's commands. In Psalm 130 verses 7-8, the psalmist writes, "O Israel, hope in the Lord. For with the Lord there is steadfast love, and with him is plentiful redemption. And he will redeem Israel from all his iniquities." Jesus is the fulfillment of this hope, the embodiment of God's steadfast love and plentiful redemption. He came to redeem us from our sins and restore our relationship with God. The Psalms also teach us about the importance of praising and worshiping God. Psalm 150 verse 6 says, "Let everything that has breath praise the Lord." Praise the Lord! Jesus, during his earthly ministry, praised the Father, giving thanks and glory to him in all circumstances. As his followers, we too are called to praise and worship him, recognizing his greatness and celebrating his goodness. In Psalm 139 verses 13-16, the psalmist acknowledges God's sovereign hand in shaping our lives. Jesus, as our Creator and Redeemer, knows us intimately and has a perfect plan for our lives. He calls us to trust in his providence and to submit to his will, knowing that he works all things for our good. Jesus is our morning song, the one who fills our hearts with joy and gives meaning to our lives. He is the one who redeems our past, guides our present, and secures our future. Let us find our identity and purpose in him, rejoicing in his love and proclaiming his faithfulness. As we begin each day with Jesus as our morning song, we will experience the transforming power of his presence. We will find ourselves aligning with his will, embracing his promises, and walking in his ways. Our lives will become a testament to his grace, a living reflection of his love, and a shining example of his glory. Let us sing a new song to the Lord, a song of praise, a song of thanksgiving, a song of victory. Let us lift our voices and declare his goodness, his mercy, and his grace. Let us proclaim the name of Jesus, our morning song, and share his love with the world. Father, we are humbled by the love and mercy you have shown us through your Son, Jesus. We thank you for the beautiful psalms that reflect our emotions and draw us closer to you. We are so grateful for the morning song of salvation that you have given us in Jesus. As we navigate through life, may our hearts be tuned to your melody and our lives echo your praise. In all circumstances, may we look to Jesus, our rock and redeemer, finding comfort, guidance, and strength in him. May your word be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path, leading us in righteousness and truth. We pray that your Spirit would transform us more into the likeness of Jesus, that we would be living testimonies of your grace, mercy, and love. In Jesus' name, we pray. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.